Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though? I Heart Miko podcast. Yes, bitches. It's another episode. Y'all know the goddamn finals is happening, so I wasn't going to leave you guys out of my opinion of the sadness that is the 0-2 start of the Cavs. So I just decided, you know what, fuck it, I'll do a playoffs episode and address some other shit that, you know, is going on that's getting on my fucking nerves. So much shit getting on my nerves, but yeah, so, I mean, who better than baby daddy? Hey, baby daddy.
What up?
Who better than this guy to, you know, get my shit off with, especially since it's his fuckhead ass team.
That's going ham.
Hey, you better chill.
I'm gonna chill.
You better chill. You know why you better chill?
I know exactly why.
Tell me why.
Bun punishment.
Yeah, thank you. Glad you know, nigga. Because I really am in the mood to give you some pussy tonight. Don't fuck it up, okay? Don't fuck it up. I'm in the mood. You got me right tonight. Okay. You done popped the champagne and shit. I'm right. Don't fuck it up for this for everybody listening to this podcast. Don't fuck your shit up.
All right.
All right, good. But anyways, we're not just going to talk about the finals. We're going to talk about some more shit. We're going to talk about Wonder Woman. Went to see that. We're going to talk about, you want to talk about some Champions League shit?
We can.
We'll talk about OTAs, Bill Maher. I don't know. A whole bunch of shit. We're going to just let it flow.
Let it flow. See what happens.
Sip this champagne. Smoke my joint. Man, one day, Brent. One day. One fucking day, my nigga, you will be free.
Have freedom?
One day. But anyways, what do you want to start off with? What do you want to start with? How about something good? Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Great movie, right?
What a movie.
Oh my God, I was so honored because at first I was afraid, like, they were going to ruin my movie because it was about me, you know, my life and how
I could see,
you know,
it was exactly
how I became human.
Yeah, I feel.
Yeah, you know, and so I was like, you know, my story has never been told. So I just wanted to be sure that it was done right. And then when I found out.
Did you approve?
Yes. And I found out it was a female director or producer and everything. And I was like,
real?
Oh, yes. That's why it was so good. A man could have never pulled that off.
Here we go.
Let me tell you something. There was an entire island of nothing but bad bitches. No man would have let that happen. There would have been some dick on that island somewhere.
What you mean? No, man, that was Wonder Woman's story.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's perfect. The man would have fucked that story up and not done it the right way.
Wonder Woman. I don't want to ruin the movie for people.
Oh, damn. Yeah, let's not. I forgot we might be ruining shit.
I was about to say something, but I don't want to ruin the movie.
But, you know, it was a dope-ass movie.
Yeah, it was really dope. I'll go out and say, for superhero movies or hero movies or whatever, there's a ton of them coming out. That's probably the best one since the, to me.
Since
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
That one was really good. There's some other ones that are really good, too. I like the Logan one that just came out.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
There's a lot of good ones, but that Wonder Woman one, I was really involved. Yes. I didn't expect to be that.
I know you didn't. I knew you didn't. I knew you were just going like, I'm just going to go because Miko want to go. And your ass was up. My nigga, you was on the edge of your seat the whole movie.
Yeah, that movie was dope. I liked it. I said it as soon as we walked out.
He was like, oh, my God, I really like that. Like, and for those of you wondering, yes, a bitch went in her Wonder Woman onesie
and Wonder Woman fit. No, if Wonder Woman
snapback,
yeah.
Yes, I was in full gear.
when we walked in, it was this, I don't know if you heard him. It was like a bunch of ladies. I was like, I wonder what she's going to see. I started laughing.
I was so comfortable until Aiden fell asleep. Yeah. Then I had to be a mom. Oof. But it was such a good movie. For those of you that haven't seen it yet, you really, really should. It's really exciting. There's a lot of action, so even boys would like it. Like, a lot of ass whoopings took place, a lot of death, a lot of blood, like sword fights and shit. It was pretty cool.
It was a good movie.
It's really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah, funny parts.
Yeah.
That's good. It was a good movie.
We can't give it away. We can't give it away, though. Bill Maher. This nigga said he was a house nigga.
I wonder why he did that.
Because he's white.
What the hell does that mean, that he's white?
White people feel like they can do whatever they want. There's no repercussions. Hence him not being fired or
You think he suspended. Should get fired?
No. I just feel like if it were somebody else, like, we would for sure, like, if it was a black person that said something racially offensive, or like God forbid, if somebody says Jew. Remember when I said Jew buddies? Like, people wanted my head on a platter. And it's just like, it's like you can only joke if you're white sometimes. Like, if you're black, you can't really get away with shit.
I feel like he's blurring the line, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Because he's kind of, like, I watch his show sometimes. And it's not a comedy, obviously, but his show has a lot of comedy in it. Right. And they have a lot of edgy things they say. And I feel like he blurs that line. He probably went a little too far. Like,
you know why he went too far? Because it's two white niggas.
I'm really,
like, you guys are corny little white boys. Like, don't make fun of slavery. Like, none of us were there. No niggas was there. So I get him, and I get that. I don't like people owning words. It's just the way it all looked to me.
What I'm saying is, I feel like he got too far in the comedian lane. Because if a comedian said that, a white comedian could say that, and it mm-hmm. wouldn't be a big deal.
Right.
Like, I don't know about on the show, but, like, if one of their shows they said that, it'd be funny.
But the joke wasn't even funny. Like, it wasn't even funny.
It was just like, what? Like, why you say that? You know what I'm saying?
And, I mean, I know he got some black pussy at home, so he probably feel like, you know what I'm saying? His girl's black.
See, that's why he does that.
Yeah, so he feel like he one of us. I feel you, but don't say that to one of the white homies. Like, say that to one of us. And you probably, you know, with the wrong person, you might get your ass whooped. But you know what I'm saying? Like, don't. It just felt a little off. That's all I'm saying. It just felt a little off. And he did apologize, which, you know what I'm saying?
He had to. He was going to apologize.
I don't think he's a racist. I just think he just knows he got white privilege and he need to chill.
He needs to chill.
Like, we know you can say whatever you want, my nigga, but just chill. Just fucking chill, dog. Like, don't do that. You know, we cool with him. We black people like him. You know, he cool. He's funny. You know,
that's why I'm like, I don't really think you should trip on it. I just think he just gotta chill. Why would you do that?
Yeah. A little too far there, buddy. A little too far. Derek Fisher went a little too far.
Way too far.
Crashed his fucking car.
On top of his car far.
What the fuck is that about?
I don't know. He might try to hit that corner too hard. That's what it seemed like.
Niggas be really tripping.
He probably hit a corner too hard.
Like, I really like plan my nights. Like, if I think I'm going to have a drink, or like even one drink or two drinks, I'm saying to myself, like, okay, bet, I'm not even going to drive.
Yeah.
I'm an Uber. Like, I know.
If you feel like getting all the way active, you should just get a driver.
Yeah. People really be tripping. Like, really tripping.
I mean, you don't know how, you know, the level of drunk he was. Or, I don't know.
My nigga.
His car definitely was upside down. So then.
My nigga. Looking at the car, dog, like, he was speeding. Was he speeding? Like, how you get upside down? How?
You either hit a curb too hard.
You fell asleep?
Ran up on a curb or something, and then just try to react too strong, and you in an SUV. Your shit is upside down.
Man, if I'm Matt Barnes right now, I'm filing for custody of the kids, full custody. Like, nah, he's reckless.
He might have a case.
Yeah, he's reckless. I'm hating right now. I'm hating strong on this nigga.
He might really have a case right now, but I don't know because the kids weren't in the car or nothing.
So, but he's reckless. He got baby mama in there.
So that's against his whole character.
Yeah, it's like you don't care about her. You don't care about the kids.
Oh, all right.
That's the case. Boom. Get the kids.
Okay. I feel it.
I'm hating. I'm really hating just because I don't care. Was I hating?
No.
No.
No, you know.
Okay, good. It's jokes. Ha ha ha, jokes. Speaking jokes, this nigga's a joke. Fucking Greg Rosenthal. You know who he is?
No, I don't know.
This the bitch ass nigga that wrote the article about you.
The one that you were mad about, you said?
Yes. Yes. I'm gonna read this shit. Let me see if I still got it in my goddamn phone. This nigga, first of all, he's a writer for NFL.com. I hate even giving fuck niggas like him any type of like shine or anything.
So why are you?
Because I have to cuss his ass out. This is therapy, goddamn it. If these niggas get their goddamn bars off, then so do I. Man. Shit. Fuck you. He got 106,000 goddamn followers and he a fucking cornball. Don't know shit about football. So this nigga has the opportunity, which I would die for, which I would fucking cut one of my pinkies off for, to actually write about the biggest weakness or weak spot of each NFL team.
Okay.
So all 32, if you had to just point out one weakness, like something that, you know, is going to be a problem, this right here, this is a big weakness and they need to be concerned with this. He wrote for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the entire team, the offense and the defense. Okay?
Yeah.
This is what this fuck nigga wrote. In the Grimes Media Power Rankings, Miko topped Brent last season for headlines despite Brent turning in one of the most randomly dominant seasons ever for an aging cornerback. Expecting Grimes to back that up at 34 years old is unfair, and the Bucs are very thin after their starters at the position.
I mean,
can we dissect this shit?
Go ahead.
Because this is really making my ass itch.
Clearly, it's
fucking
pissing you off.
Itch. And I'm glad you're witnessing this because for some reason people feel like you don't know that this is who I am or something. Like I'm some stranger bitch to you or something. Like you live under the house or some shit. You have to hear about this shit all the time, not just on Twitter, but just in person. Let's dissect this shit. In the Grimes Media Power Rankings, Miko topped Brent last season for headlines. Miko topped Brent last season for headlines.
I didn't know you had any headlines last year, really.
None.
Outside of, that was before the season.
The juice situation.
Yeah.
That happened in June.
So during the season, it wasn't, you didn't really.
There was no headline. Nothing. Headline meaning it left Tampa.
So
the only headline I even had in Tampa was when I went off on the fan base. But
that wasn't really
nothing. Oh, nah. He might be talking about when I went off on Sage Steele.
Oh, you did do that.
I had to cuss her bitch ass out too.
So
fuck her too,
headline.
By the way.
You had one. Did that make like ESPN or anything?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, well.
It made the newspapers in New York and all them fuck bullshit ass newspapers or whatever. Which I'm glad it did. So the bitch is clear that I'm still on your motherfucking ass, bitch. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so how many headlines do you think you made last year?
I don't know. I mean, a good amount. I don't know.
A good amount. You had a 5-game streak where you had 2 pass deflections or more in a 5-game streak. That's 10. That's just 10 right there. 5 games out of 16, that's 10. How good would it be to have 10 pass deflections in a whole season, let alone a 5-game streak?
That's a solid season, yeah.
10. A solid season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a good season, for real.
And you had 10 in a 5-game streak.
Yeah, I guess.
So if he's a reporter, if he, like, that's something you should know, right? If you want to just be like, listen, this is, you know, if we talking about headlines, if we talking about shit that matters, key shit that happened around the league that, you know what I'm saying, would have been a headline had your name been Sherman or Talib or Peterson or one of these other niggas. But because it's Brent Grimes now, suddenly you don't have headlines. Okay?
Yeah.
Another headline you had was you had a 99.9 rating week 17.
That's pretty dope.
Nobody else did that in the league this season.
I mean, I just feel like it, stuff like this, it's just something to get attention, just to get clicks.
You had on Monday night in Charlotte, okay? No, fuck that, Brent. No, because I'm finna get this shit off.
And I thought you already did.
Nope, I'm getting it off with you. Now, you hear it, and my listeners get here too, as well, with people that's not on social media, because I got family and friends that ain't on social media. They need to hear this as well, so that everything I touch can hear this, okay? You had two back-to-back plays in that game that pretty much won the game for us.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, when you just said it, yeah.
On Monday night.
Right.
In the fourth.
Yep.
When it was real. You really tackled real. One of the biggest niggas. What's his name? Tolbert?
I don't know who. Was it?
I think it was.
I don't know. It was a running back. I don't know. They all did.
Goal line tackle. Next play. You leave your man. Pick the fucking ball off in the end zone, dog. He talking about you ain't had no highlights?
He didn't say I have any. He said you have more.
Okay.
Well, essentially that means I had none because you had
one. Because I had one. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, that's how he feels.
My nigga, you are the only active player with 4+ interceptions in the last 4 years.
Hey, he had
that's
right.
16 interceptions in the last 4 years for a nigga that he's calling aging. In his next sentence, despite Brent turning in one of the most randomly dominant Caesars ever. Randomly dominant, my nigga? You just went to 3 Pro Bowls back to back.
Yeah.
Is that randomly dominant? Is that random?
I don't know why he said randomly, but I mean, nobody knows who I am, so I guess it's random.
So then stop writing about a nigga that you don't know who the fuck he is, okay? It's plenty of niggas on the team that I'm sure he know about, that he can write about. Don't pick on my man, nigga, because I'm coming.
Maybe that's why he picked, because he knew you coming.
Good. Good, because I've been quiet. I've been chilling. I needed this. I needed this, you bitch-ass nigga.
Maybe he knew Miko was coming.
Expecting Grimes to back that up at 34 years old is unfair. What did he see in 17 weeks that told him that you wouldn't back it up? Because in my opinion, when you say somebody's not going to back it up next year, you're implying that they might have fell all the way off. Like, you know what I'm saying? You saw some weaknesses. You know, they might have fizzled off when the season ended. You know, fell. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, you left with a 99.9, a pick six, four pass deflections, one catch for 3 yards, week 17 with no playoffs in any sight. What about that doesn't say this nigga might come back real as fuck again? Like, look how he left the end of the season. Goddamn, the nigga didn't even let up. And he's supposed to be the old nigga. That's how I would have wrote the story. The old nigga is going to be back again and fucking y'all up again, it looked like. Because look how he left the season.
That would take you to be really, like, paying attention to the Bucks, though.
Well, don't write about shit you not paying attention to.
But you know how it goes.
Fuck these niggas.
It's a writer.
Stop picking on my niggas.
Really.
Fuck these niggas. Pick on somebody else, okay?
I completely understand where you're
coming
from.
At least be factual is all I'm saying. Be factual. You're, if you want to say my nigga might not come back good next year, say because ABC and XYZ. Don't just leave that shit open like that, my nigga. You ain't do no motherfucking homework.
You're holding these writers to a way higher standard.
Yeah, I am. Because they get paid a lot of money. They got all these fucking followers. And anything they fucking write, everybody else is saying, next thing you know, a nigga contract is fucked up because of what all these fuck niggas is saying. Because all these niggas believe this, then all of a sudden, you know how it goes. You sit down at the table, niggas start saying, oh, well, you know, you old. Oh, well, this, oh, well, that. Nigga, cut the goddamn film on. Cut the film on. Fuck that old shit. If the age ain't matching up with the film, my nigga, you got to do your homework then. Do your homework. You look at them stats. Statistics, I don't really fuck with stats like that. You already know that. But you had one of the most ignorant statistical years to me, which I don't care about. But even that didn't even get their attention. You know?
I just don't get any attention.
I'm sick of it. I'm fucking cool. Sick of it.
Like, we straight, though.
We are straight.
So I'm not tripping.
Shit gets on my fucking. You see why he don't care that I be going off? Because he don't care. He's like, I don't care. I'm rich. And I'm dope. And these niggas can't get off on me. So fuck it. And I'm the one that's, because I'm in the media. That's my business.
It's just your whole personality.
That, and it's my business.
It is your business. I respect that.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's a craft. Like, I work hard to
do. You'd be so offended when people don't do their job.
Yeah, right. It's like, God damn, my nigga. Like, because it's like, it's your art to me. Like, when you write about a player, you know, you're not always going to be right. But to me, it's like journalism is, you're supposed to be like a storyteller.
But
you know,
and
niggas don't even care more.
You looking at it like old Sports Illustrated, old, you know, magazine.
Real shit before social media era.
Now it's just like, we're just going to put something out there. It's going to get some clicks. It ain't like, you know, a dope article where you read it and you're involved and you're like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. It's just like, oh, what? Such and such, such and such. Oh, let me click that. Oh, I got to click. That's all it is. You know what I mean? So you get offended because they're not doing their, I guess you could say, due diligence, like, you know, researching stuff, getting a cool story.
And nobody's holding them accountable either. Like, they,
because it's all just get it out there. Get it out there. Let's be first.
Not be right.
Yeah. So, you know, how you going to deal with it?
Ooh, make me fucking sick to my stomach, these motherfuckers. Fuck you, Greg. Fuck you, okay? Leave my man alone, okay? When he plays bad, write about him playing bad. He ain't did nothing to none of you motherfuckers. And he will be back next year whooping y'all ass again. Ha ha. You'll be mad again.
Nigga Meek.
What?
Nigga Meek. He's so angry.
Yes. Anyways. OTAs, Brent. All right.
What about him?
So this is around the time that these fuck niggas in the media again get to talk about something that's meaningless once again, which is OTAs, in my opinion. Not meaningless, but meaningless as far as a journalist is concerned, in my opinion. Like, I seen Omar Kelly ass tweeting today about niggas' stats and OTAs and who was getting to the quarterback and, you know, all this shit. And I'm like, dog, what are you doing? This is OTAs. Like, there's only two. You know, I'm not even going to say it because nobody likes to believe it when the tits say it. So Brent Grimes, would you please tell me what, in your opinion, should a journalist, person that wants to give the news of the team that might actually matter or have some meat to it, what are some of the positions or skills that a journalist should be looking for in OTAs?
Really? You can look at receivers, you know, DBs. That's it.
That's it.
Well, you know, linebackers too, like in past stuff, because you could see them dropping and, You know, you it's really just to see how people moving around. Because really, I feel like OTAs is really just, it's for people to, that's learning the defense or learning the offense. It's like a learning period. Mm-hmm. That's what it's for because, you know, linemen can't really play. Like, you can't play line with no pads. Shoulder pads. Like, it's not real. It's not a real thing. Can they get some from it? Yeah, they can get in their stance, can work off getting off the ball, but
it shouldn't be reported.
It's not really a reporting thing, and it's just not their game. Like, it's a whole different game when you got shoulder pads and a dude hitting you in your chest and grabbing. You know, like, it's mm-hmm. it's a different battle. But you can see, like, oh, this receiver, he's fast. Like, you can see he's fast. This guy's mm-hmm. fast. He's catching passes. Like, when the ball's close to him,
he's bringing it in.
Yeah, he's making catches. Like, you can see stuff like that. But to me, OTAs really is to learn. It's really for guys that really want to learn and are trying to, you know, make the team. You going to say?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's cool. Like, it's nothing wrong if you do go, but it's not really necessary for.
So there's been a couple articles about you not being at OTAs. And
I figured that would happen.
Yeah. And so you went last week, right? This week.
No, it was last week.
Last week. You went last week or whatever. Why'd you go?
Well, I was having like a, you know, I was kind of like, man, I kind of do want to go play football for a little bit, like getting a little itch or whatever. And, you know, they called me and was saying, you know, we're about to start practicing. And I was like, all right, you know, I'll come next week.
See where you at.
Because I wanted to do it. You know, it was part of me wanted to come and do it. And then I did it. Balled and then did it. You know what?
I'm going to
keep working on my own. And I'll see them. I'll be there for minicamp.
Right. Now, a couple of people had some issues with players missing OTAs, and I just want to speak on behalf of the Grimes family and with you present, you don't have to say a fucking word. This is on behalf of all of us. Let me just say this. First of all, this is year 12 for my husband. Year 12, okay? This is the very first OTAs he has ever missed. Am I correct?
Yeah, I always lived where I played.
So. You lived where you played every single year. Last year, you did not live where you played, and you went to OTAs because?
I was my first time with that defense. Well, I played that defense before, but it was like a refresher course, and I wanted to learn it and get everything right. And
new city.
New team.
Meet the guys. Teams,
you know, just get accustomed to being there.
Right.
And that was that.
So this year, we're sitting at OTAs. We have we have a son. A cool ass son who was very unhappy last year when you went to OTAs.
Very pissed.
Very, very pissed. And this is kindergarten this year and an important time for him.
Yeah.
And he's graduating Wednesday. I just feel like people think that football is life for them. So they think that it's life for the people that play. And our motherfucking lives is our family. Like, football is a job. It is a career. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is very important because it takes care of us and it pays our bills. But OTAs is voluntary when you get done talking about it. It's voluntary. And you should understand that a nigga that is in year 12 that has come into every single OTAs before he ever missed one, a nigga that ain't never came to training camp out of shape or unprepared, like, why the fuck would you even care if he's at home? Like, chill.
I don't think they really do care. Like, I think with media does that, it's like right now is a dead time, and with football it's in your face all year round. So at this point, what they can talk about is, hey, such and such ain't at LTAs. So that can maybe start a conversation. Well, why isn't he at OTA?
Yeah, but then you got ex-players like Warren Sapp talking shit too about how he was at year 12 and he went to OTAs.
I mean, if he wanted to go to OTAs, then he could do it. Like, it's not a knock. Like, I went to OTAs last year. Like, if you wanted, I could have went this year. I wanted to chill with my family and I work out. It ain't like I'm here just chilling. Like, I work out every day.
Right.
So, I feel like I'm good. It's just, if you want to go to OTAs, I'm not knocking you. But that's the key word, it's voluntary.
People forget that it's actually, like you really, it doesn't matter what position you are, even the starting quarterback. If you didn't want to go, it's voluntary.
And, like, even, it's voluntary, and the coaches are cool with it. Like, it's not like they're, like, pissed off. Like, they're like, all right, cool.
Right.
Bet. So it's not even an issue. That's why I just feel like it's just something for media to get. Like I said, it's all about getting clicks, all about getting people to listen. So if they can stir up some, well, why isn't such and such an OTA? Why isn't, you know, and people start commenting and saying, oh, you know, it's just a way to get something stirred up.
The media is really just pieces of shit.
I mean, I just feel like
they are just pieces of shit.
It's just trying to get some controversy.
All they want to do is cause problems instead of like actually being artists and being journalists and writing great stories. They just want to write that dumb shit. How about you niggas follow some of these players around and get a real story?
Because you can't. Because then everybody else will get the clicks. It ain't about like it's about the clicks.
This shit is fucking annoying, man.
That's what it seems like. That's why you get stories like that.
Nobody wants to do their fucking job.
It's fast. Bam. Click, click, click.
Clickety, clickety, fucking click.
Right. You good? You all right?
Let's talk about the finals, Brent.
Oh.
Don't rub my feet. Then it makes me not hate you. So, we haven't talked since it even started. Thursday night, we had an anniversary party. Hey, cool. Happy anniversary again.
Happy anniversary.
And so we were out partying with our friends and decided to miss game one together.
That was big.
Yes. It was, you know, it was a big decision. And thank you for doing it with me. You know, I just felt like, you know what? Forget the game for one night. Let's party with our friends. Have a good time. And it was fun. And then we ended up at Tootsie's to catch the end of the game. And I saw that my team got snuffed. So I proceeded to buy large amounts of champagne.
I noticed that. Like the biggest bottles ever.
Yes. I started to fuck up some commas and bought lots of champagne to drown my sorrows, had the bitches coming over. It ended up being a great night, you know?
Good.
It was a good night after I just had to black out that, you know, my team got their ass whooped. It looked like we lost by 20, but I feel like it was worse, like, because we didn't watch the game. I didn't even go back to watch the highlights, like nothing.
You wanted to erase that shit. You didn't want no parts of
that. Did you watch any highlights? Did you see anything from game one?
I just saw the score. I didn't really need to see much else. I saw Durant getting a bunch of fast break dunks and shit. I'm just like, oh, this shit was an ass whooping.
Oh my God. It was like, it was a bad score. Like, it was a really bad score. And I wasn't very happy, but in my mind, I was like, okay, you know what? Some shit went wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, who? Oh. So mad right now. That's why I don't even want to talk about it.
This is, I'll ask you a question. What can the Cavs do? In your mind, what do the Cavs need to do to stop this machine?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Golden State Warriors.
Everybody has to play their best game. Everybody.
The whole team?
No. When I say everybody, I'm going to say our big three.
You need somebody else, too, to play solid.
Well, here's the thing. Somebody else always come, you know what I'm saying? And we always have one nigga that, you know, like Shump, you know, kind of stepped up last game. We always have one of them niggas, but with Kyrie playing, you know, didn't show up to the fourth quarter. And I know you want to say it was because they was doubling him and you know, meeting him.
Yeah, they trapping him off the pick, the high screen. Yeah. They going to trap him, make him get rid of the ball.
We've seen this before, though. They limited, and he usually makes better decisions than what he's making.
They limited his chances to just put you in the blender. Like, he not. And then if he does that, their defense is just good. It rotates fast. So that's not really the ideal way to beat them. Like, you're going to have your moments where he can. He did it a few times.
Yeah, but it was too late.
Yeah, but, you know, too late, that's not the way to beat the Warriors for real. You know what I'm saying? So
you got to move the ball on them.
You got to play for, like, good basketball.
Yeah. You can't just put the ball in one nigga's hands.
And watch and hope for
LeBron took six shots. I'm got to pull up the stats. I'm just going to pull up the stats. LeBron, I think, took six shots in the whole, like.
The whole what? Second half?
Yeah.
Man, that man was winded, man.
My nigga was winded. My nigga looked like Aiden in that soccer game.
Yeah, he did. He was going to the rack every play in the first half.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you do that because you have to enforce your will.
Listen, LeBron's dope. But at the end of the day, he's a human being.
No, he's not.
You know what human beings do at some point?
He is not a human being.
They get tired.
Do you get tired?
Yeah, if I'm going to the rack for 48 minutes.
I don't see you get tired.
They get tired. LeBron, you saw how he looked in that third quarter break.
LeBron was done,
and the thing is, like, if he could take reasonable breaks.
He can't, and he, like, can't sub, like, out. That's nothing.
Like Steph.
LeBron
Steph,
cannot sub out.
Steph, for example. Steph usually plays the whole first quarter, and then he sits until, like, the six-minute mark of the second quarter. LeBron can't do that.
Mm-mm.
He cannot do that. And they're so reliant on him when he's in. It ain't like he could just be in floating around. Like, he got to be active. And he got to play defense. Like, he can't even just play, like, you know, he usually, like, the free man, like a free safety out there, getting steals, floating around, help defense, help block.
He's actually on somebody
he
now.
He actually got to check a nigga.
He got to check a nigga all.
The man tired.
I feel like, listen, this is what I feel like. If one of y'all get injured, then I'm sorry. No, I'm just playing. No, what I really feel like is, honestly and truthfully, I feel like our big three have to all perform at a high level. They have to, because the Warriors are able to have guys not show up every night. You know what I mean?
Right.
They are able to do that because of all the offensive weapons. We are as well. We just can't not show up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We really have to beat their defense. We have to. You know, we can't beat their offense. You know, it's very hard to beat an offense like that, especially when you're trying to beat their defense. So at some point, we got to figure out that it's way more important to score more points than them.
But I don't know if they can score more
Listen,
points than them.
We've already tried to stop y'all from scoring.
No, I felt like last game they were trying to score with him.
They were. In this first half, we was in that shit.
Yeah, and then they got tired.
Well, listen, we need the oxygen tank then shit.
They got to slow the game down.
Man, I don't know.
That's the only way.
How do you slow down?
I don't know.
130 points a game?
I don't know.
You don't.
Exactly.
You don't slow that down, so stop trying to. And
they
score with
they
him.
Never tried to
score with him. I just How? Go. Just we all got to get the oxygen mask.
They just tried to do that, and it was competitive, and then they fell off the cliff.
We got to somehow get more out of the bench. We have to get more out of the bench. Ooh. At some point, we have to give some guys minutes. I don't
Channing
know.
Channing Frye,
my nigga, we got to.
This ain't the series for Richard Jefferson. I'm not seeing it going to be right for him.
Why?
He always looked like he about to bust out his shoes. Like, His shoes always.
You think he's too hype?
His shoes about to roll over all the time. Man, it might be too big for him. No,
I feel like he's going to be an asset. I feel like he is going to be able to step up and help us, especially on defense when we do need some stops, because that's what it really is going to come down to. We can't just allow y'all to go on the runs that you go on. You know, that be the problem right there. Because they are, but at some point you have to foul niggas like hard as fuck so they get to the free throw line, you catch your breath. If niggas start running on you, like I learned that a long time ago, and I just feel like niggas be trying to save their fouls and shit. So I don't know, I just feel like you have to know what you dealing with, and right now we dealing with a high powered offense and everybody's playing great. Everybody's playing great on the Warriors. I got nothing bad to say about them. You know what I'm saying? Steve Kerr showed his dog ass back up. Like, get out of here, nigga. I like Mike. Mike Brown. We can intimidate him sometimes. We could punk him. You know, if we get our shit together, first of all. But, man, it's just too motivating with him on the bench. You know, that nigga, you know he going through some shit. How could you not run after every ball when you see him on the sideline?
Yeah.
I'm not giving up. You know why? Because I have LeBron on my team. I know that he's embarrassed right now. He is fucking embarrassed, just as embarrassed as I am, that it is 0-2. And it's not like a 0-2 where you like, you know what? You just go home and win the next two. No, my nigga, it's looking like a fucking sweep, okay? 91-113 was game one. And then we come back with 113, which, you know, we got the same amount of points they got last game, but then we gave up 132.
Because the strategy was to try to run with them. And it's not, you're not going to do that.
We ran out of gas. That's what happened.
You got to slow it down.
We ran out of gas. We need to pace ourselves better, and we need to use our fouls better. We need to. That's what we got to do.
So pace yourself. They got to slow the game down.
No. You got to know when to foul and when to slow them down. You know? That's what you got to do. Yeah. They got to get the ball out of Steph's hands. Like, what was we doing? We didn't even do what we usually do. We just get the ball out of his hands so that he got to work for everything. Yeah. Kyrie got to figure out, like, when Dele was out there, my nigga, he would have died for this shit.
Yeah, Dele was scrappy.
Yes, but see, I feel like that might be hurting Kyrie on offense, too, because now you really got to check a nigga, like full
for
court.
Real. You
full
be
court,
in
my
this,
nigga.
You got to be in this shit the whole time.
Yeah. And
as you see, he'll shoot from the timeline.
From the fucking, my nigga, he shot from that hash. I knew he was going to shoot. I'm like, Kevin Love, yo, get up, yo. My nigga Kevin Love did that shit two times where he just backed up like it wasn't Steph Curry right there. Dog, know your personnel. Know your fucking personnel. My nigga gonna pull up from half court. Be on him. Get the ball out of his hands, first of all. Make this nigga pass and then fucking deny. Deny this nigga as many times as you fucking can. That's why we got to use a bench. We need niggas coming in denying this nigga, just giving niggas breaks. The full court denial got to happen. We got to get this nigga loose, and then we got to make KD beat us. And I just feel like if we really rattle his cage, my nigga, we could win. That's what we got
to
do.
The key, I always say the key to stopping the Warriors is stopping Steph.
Yeah. Like, get the ball out of his hands.
Dope as Durant is, like, I still feel like Steph is the most
important.
That's
the one.
Player.
That's the one, baby. My nigga, it's him. Get the fucking ball out of his hands. Get it out. Kyrie.
But Durant is balling.
Fuck, go ahead. Let the nigga ball. It's cool. Get the ball out of this nigga Steph hands, though. And make this nigga Kevin do it himself. No more setups. This nigga be wide open, dog.
Yeah.
He be wide open.
How happy is Kevin Durant
My
to
nigga,
be off the Thunder?
Happy. This nigga is happy. Nigga, everybody's hating. First of all, they hated and talked shit about him and about him leaving and going to the team that, you know what I'm saying, whooped his ass low-key. Mm-hmm. And to me, I will never shade a man for doing whatever the fuck he wants with his career.
Right.
Like, this is a career. Like, you niggas love this. You're fans. But at the end of the day, this is his choice. He gets to do whatever he wants. If that nigga wanted to goddamn join the Bulls.
Right.
When they had Jordan, it don't matter. It's his choice.
Right.
Why are people so mad about that? He's a pussy. Oh, that's just some weak nigga shit. Why? Because he want to get a ring? Why? Because when you get ring, people are like, oh, because I said it was for money, and people was like, it wasn't for money. Like, he didn't get more money. Yes, it is, because what comes with rings is money. Endorsements, commercials, TV, all that shit come with a ring, my nigga.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You in Golden State now.
I don't really think he tripping what, about money.
He
at
might
all, anyway.
Be, but that's a great reason, in my opinion. A ring and more money.
I really just think he wanted to get away from Westbrook. I really do.
And why not go there?
Why not go to Golden
State? So you think he wanted to piss Westbrook off? Because that's a piss-off move.
I ain't saying he wanted to piss Westbrook off, but I really think he was just tired of playing with Westbrook.
Because?
You watch Westbrook play?
Yeah,
like, MVP. As incredible of a player he is, like, it's just, like, it's not the most ideal situation to be playing as another guy that can score a lot of points, like,
yeah,
and not an ideal situation for a team proper basketball.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that, though. Nobody wants to hear that Westbrook doesn't play team basketball. They just want to tell you that he averaged a triple-double, and nobody's ever done that and kissed their ass.
I mean, it's a lot of, I mean, I like Westbrook, but to say, I'm not going to get into the whole MVP thing, but, you know, it's just stats. But if you watch the game or watch basketball, it's not good basketball.
That's all I said. I wouldn't want to be his two guard. Definitely wouldn't.
That's all.
Mm-mm. I'm cool.
I think he got to do this, though. I think this is a phase in his career.
Where he just got
to
fuck shit up.
He needed to see, like, I can't do this by myself.
I don't think he saw that. I think he saw triple-double.
He came into the league, and, I mean, he was on a team with Durant, and he was on a team with Harden. Then it was just him and Durant, and he was like, damn, nice. I can do this by myself.
I don't need this nigga.
Like, why I don't get these, like, you know what I mean? Now he get it, and now he, like, he got to go through this. It might be a couple years, and then he's just going to realize, like,
you got to pass the ball. You got to play some team basketball.
Regular ball, because I'm going to just keep getting to
But people say he averaged 10 assists a game when he passed the ball.
Like, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, come on, bro. Like, he needed this. So it might take a couple more years, but a year, and he going to realize, like,
I need help.
I need to play regular ball, move to the two, don't hide the ball the whole game,
mm-hmm.
play off the ball. Like, something got to change. It's going to click for him, I think.
So, game 3 is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
Yeah. No, Wednesday.
Yeah, I didn't think
it was Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
Game 3 is on Wednesday. Game 4 is on Friday. If there is a sweep, I can guarantee you you're not getting any pussy until your birthday, July 19th.
I don't believe you
nope,
for a second.
Not giving you any. You could eat my ass, my pussy, and everything, but you're not putting your dick inside of me, okay? So fuck you.
I don't believe you for a second.
This better not be a sweep, because I would like to go to game 5.
That'd be dope.
Don't say that'd be dope and not do nothing about it, nigga. I want to go to game 5.
I want to go to game 5.
Do something about the shit.
All right.
It would be a great...
Cavs got to do something about this shit first. And then I can do something about this shit.
They do have to do something about the shit.
They got to do something about
this
shit.
I'm going to need J.R. Smith to show up.
Yeah, what happened to him?
My nigga.
Is he done?
My nigga.
Because usually, like, he never is consistent, but he always have, like, a game where he hit, like, 5 threes randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he don't even be scoring no more.
I know. I don't know what happened.
Like, you don't never see, like, the crazy step backs. And, like, he don't do none of that no more.
It's really tragic that, you know, right now when we need him, he's not there.
Like,
really
what happened?
Sad. I don't know.
Like, you've been noticing that?
Duh, Brent.
I was like, what happened to J.R. Smith?
I don't know what it is, but they need to put some prayer oil on his forehead and his hands.
Man, I was
so that
really
he can
thinking
return
that.
To form, because we need him right now. We really need you. really need Kyrie. We need you to catch your breath, okay? It's going to be a long series, dog. You have to chase this beige nigga with this dusty Woodstock-looking hair like Brent. You got to chase this nigga around, and you got to go buy this nigga. That's the easy part. You could go buy this nigga. He's so whack.
Nah, he going to put the clamps on.
Shut up. This nigga Steph ain't got no goddamn defense.
Put the clamps on.
Anyways, you can go buy this nigga, but you got to stop him. You have to. It's a major key to us getting to game 7. And when we get to game 7, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
As we can see from last year.
Anything is possible.
Anything is fucking possible if you get to game 7. Really, Brent? That was necessary for you to make all that goddamn noise?
I bet.
That little drop that went in your mouth, that was necessary.
I bet. I'm sorry.
Get on my goddamn nerves. Anyways, so mini camp's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
Then my birthday. Then your birthday.
And then training
camp. Then training camp. Yeah. Year 12. Are you excited?
For training camp?
No, just for year 12. I know you're not excited for fucking training camp.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
You guys look cool. You guys look cool right now.
What you mean we look cool?
Your team.
What, like, on like, paper?
Yeah, you guys are the cool, sexy pick, you know?
I mean, these guys are cool. We got a lot of talent.
You guys are like the surprise pick of the NFC South. Like, you know, like,
I mean, watch out for these niggas.
That's an understandable pick. Yeah.
Being how we ended the season.
Yeah.
You know, what we, you know, get DeSean Jackson. Jameis is another year as a starter. We got, you know, it's just a lot of stuff that says, you know, we're fucking hot. We got an offensive lineman that we signed last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was hurt, but now he's playing. Like, it's just, you know, a lot of things are happening that could equal good. But as you know, in the NFL,
got to get there.
You got to play, and the paper stuff don't really mean nothing. But we do have a lot of talent all over the field on both sides of the ball. I am excited to see what we do. You know, it should be good.
Hard knocks.
I ain't really care about Hard Knocks.
You don't care about Hard Knocks. I care about Hard Knocks. I feel like, you know, what you always tell me and why you don't ever get any press is because, you know, you weren't drafted. You're quiet. You know, you don't beat me. And, you know, you haven't been on the team at the right time where the team was like, you know, like a featured team in the league.
And yeah, so, that's true.
You know, so I feel like Hard Knocks is a perfect opportunity for the NFL to show some respect. Like, put some respect on your name. I'm judging them, okay? I'm fucking judging them. If you don't get any shine on Hard Knocks, let me tell you.
Don't hold your breath for that, man. Don't do it, all right? I don't want you getting all.
They better feature my man. They don't have to say anything about me. They don't have to mic me or nothing. They need to feature a nigga that balls the way that you do, year 12, as light skinned as you are.
I'm pretty dark right now. I know you
today
see,
okay, you are
you
right now
me,
I'm gonna give you some
chocolatey
talk. You will never be in the same sentence as chocolatey.
Look at me.
Okay, yeah, your body's bomb. You sexy right now. Hold on. Let me get this Snapchat while you doing this flexing and shit. Body is sexy and all this shit, but you are looking a little browner than
see
normal.
See what I'm saying?
You know, I'm not even going to lie.
You really are looking more brown. What you calling me right now?
I'm calling you beige still. Oh, you still beige. Man. Can you flex for me one time though?
I'm past. Ooh.
You're beige still, babe. Nah. You're still beige, but I do see a brown hue. There's like a hue. I don't know what to call it, but it's like a little hue
like
on your skin.
I feel like you're hating right now.
I'm not hating. But you got a little color right now.
A little bit.
I give you a little props. You do have a little bit of color right now.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At least I know you won't. Just not a liar. Like, you're just not gonna fully hate on me and just say.
I give you props. I give you props. But you're still a white man. You're still a white man.
All right.
So you know, continue to get some color. I know you want to be black so bad. You goddamn put the shorts on your head like a do-rag the other day. Brent want to be black so bad, y'all. It's funny. So funny. But anyways, game 3 and game 4 are going to happen before we talk about this again, more than likely, unless we get back on the airwaves. But what are your predictions? You predicting this week? Go. Don't do it. Are you predicting this week? That's what you about to say?
It's going to 5.
Okay. You want your dick sucked. Smart man. Got you. Okay. Which one are we going to win? 3 or 4?
3.
Game 3. So Wednesday's a win for the Cavs.
Yeah, 3.
Game 3. I'm with that. Cavs win on Wednesday. I feel
like LeBron going to pull one out for the...
One. My nigga said one. Oh, God.
LeBron, I got so much respect for LeBron.
Yeah.
He's great. He's great, man. He's a great player.
Can't do it by himself, my nigga.
He's just up against a buzzsaw, man. These niggas are nice.
These niggas are fucking nice. And we gonna end it like that, okay? I'm just gonna let you end it like that. These niggas are nice. We nice, too. We just not all together nice right now. Shit is not popping. But it's all good.
That's cool.
It's all good. This is what they play for. We don't know. We don't fucking know.
We don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the beauty of it.
It's the beauty of this shit. We don't know. You don't fucking know either. So just pay attention to the show. Peace.